You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on the show, I'm talking with Caroline Cox. Caroline, thanks so much for being with me today.
It's great to be here.
Caroline, let's talk about what you're working on now. If it's a few things, let me know. What are you involved in at the moment? Your creative sphere, let's say.
I'm in the studio now, and I'm kind of starting several pieces at once because that's how I work. And it kind of started out with a series of drawings that I don't typically do, but I'm very involved in them. I have done drawings over the years, but they've been kind of small. And these are really larger, and they're done with pen and ink, and they're very gestural. And they're basically kind of black and white. And so...
But gestural meaning the way you're working on them is still very careful and slow, right, with these new large pieces?
No. They're actually pretty fast and improvised. So they're not... They're actually a little bit different than things.
So tell me about the imagery, because I think I've seen some of them online, but I think that was quite a bit older, like Swerve or other drawings.
Well, yeah, they still are very curvilinear, and they do have some of the similar passages and kinds of structures, but they're very improvised, and it's very much kind of involving mark making.
So let's talk about how you're approaching this series. You have a series that you're working on. If we can talk about this work in progress, or we can
sure.
talk about something else.
No.
How do you approach it as a series? Because it is evolving, there's also there's a consistency to it, though, throughout all your bodies of work. So it doesn't seem like each one is wholly new. It almost seems planned or that there's even a story there.
Well, I think it's about refining it again in different ways. Like the drawings in a certain way, they're very linear, which all my work is linear and kind of curvilinear. And the work that I'm doing now is kind of being informed a bit by the drawings. But it is still like one piece is a monofilament piece that's hanging in space from the ceiling. And it's basically evolving around kind of a way of using the monofilament that creates these different spirals and curves that sort of relate to the monofilament piece I did previously called Orbits, where there were a lot of curvilinear spooling and piles of monofilament on the floor interspersed with crystal balls that created all these optical mutations and illusions. So it kind of relates to that, but it's hanging in space. And
that's exciting. So this kind of three-dimensional, and I'm glad you're mentioning the sort of optical effects that are happening with your works, right? So the current series that you're working on now has this consistency in approach to some of the optical effects, right, with these nest-like shapes or something?
Yes. No, they definitely do. And because they're very open, so you can really see all of the different occurrences that happen within the piece, and you can really walk around it. And I'm also using horsehair tubing in sort of the same way of rolling the material, it's a linear tubing, and so I'm curving it around itself until it twists up into different configurations. And the material itself is translucent, and it's made with a weave, so it creates these kind of moiré patterns, especially as you walk around it. So that's another piece that I'm working on, and part of it is now hanging in space, and part of it is a floor piece. So typically how I work on my work is very open-ended and improvised, goes through a lot of different mutations, like It can start as a hanging piece. Then I put it on the wall and see what transpires when it changes that kind of gravitational orientation. And then I'll put it on the floor.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, I mean, let's also talk about some of the content in this, because it seems to kind of be almost, I don't know how different people encounter your work or how they talk to you about it, but it feels like another world. Optical effects seem like, you know, and then, sorry for reducing it to that, not optical effects, but, you know, these kind of optical, I don't know, vibrations and different things that happen. Feel otherworldly. There's a lot of ways of looking at art, but you know, in this form, there's something physiological happening almost, isn't there?
Yes.
You know, I don't know. So, but that may be just be me. That's why I'm kind of putting in parentheses. Do you hear that from other people too? Is that part of the content? This sort of like almost trippy kind of experience.
Right. It's very experiential when I make it, and I also want it to be that way for the viewers too. And all of the range of associations that people make are things that I am, you know, usually invested in. But it's usually very layered and open-ended, so some people will see it as being underwater, and some people will see it as being outer space, and some people will see it as being microscopic. And all of those things are things that I'm interested in, so I'm happy to hear all of them varied responses.
And so you're working on a few things. It sounded like you were talking about a public project that you're also involved in. Or was that misreading?
No, not at the moment.
No.
At the moment.
So what's happening with this series that you're painting now? Where will these go or be shown? You know?
At the moment, I am just like really woodshedding it in the studio. So I'm really developing them. It's kind of new, and so I'm really kind of creating, you know, the content that is going to be embodied in the work right now.
Yeah, it's very interesting, I think, this idea, I mean, to me that, right, there's this physiological thing, but they also seem to create a different sort of space in your mind, or perhaps in the viewer's mind. For me, it's almost, for lack of a better word, almost puzzle-like. I want to kind of like explore the images that you're making. Did you know what I mean? Is that also kind of how you think they're meant to be experienced? Do you know what I mean? They seem like worlds to me, without being too anthropomorphizing or make this sound like it's a landscape or this or that, because I know they're not, but
I want to develop a context that is layered and relates to the kind of concrete physical properties of gravity and how the materials interact with light and space, but also to have these kind of layers of associations that people can get involved in. And all of the optical things kind of relate to questions about perception and how we see things and what kind of structures kind of develop that, whether they're cultural or, you know, personal histories or our particular sensorium. So it works on different levels.
And so you're in Brooklyn now. Is that where you're working and
Queens,
putting all these together?
Queens. Yes.
And how is that there in terms of an artist community, or is there one, or is it?
Well, it's developing, and you know, we have several friends. Well, we're right on the border with Bushwick, so we stayed on the L train. We went from Brooklyn to, you know, a couple stops over on the L train, so. We have already artist friends who live in the neighborhood that also made the move from Williamsburg and Greenpoint over to Ridgewood. And, you know, there's a lot of art spaces that are, not a lot, but a few that are opening up. You know, there's Outposts. Ruth Kahn runs it, and she used to be in Williamsburg. Mm. And, you know, so it's growing.
Mm. That's good. That's good. Yeah, it seems like more and more, Queens and all the boroughs are sort of growing.
Yeah.
Because artists are, I guess, being pushed out of New York to some degree because it's almost impossible to live there.
It's expensive, and, you know, this works out well for, you know, just having the quiet and the space to and the time to make my work.
So this final series, just to get a picture of it, and I know it's just begun, what are the sizes of all these works? There's six works you're doing, right?
Well, it's basically around eight that I'm working on. Eight. I work on a lot of things simultaneously, and sometimes they fuse, and sometimes they get, you know, shelved for years. But so the size really varies. Some are like, you know, 4 inches by 6 inches, and some are like 12 foot by 6 feet. And so they're very mutable at this point.
Right. Well, that's exciting. It's exciting to hear about that work. And before we go, I want to ask you one last question, which is, what are you reading at the moment? I'm always curious what everyone's reading.
I'm kind of going back and forth between two books. One is Ninth Street Women that talks about Lee Krasner, Elaine de Kooning, Grace Hardinger, Joan Mitchell, Helen Frankenthaler, and Abstract Expressionism. And then the other one is Reality is Not What It Seems by Carlo Rovelli.
Caroline, thank you so much for talking with me today. It's really been a pleasure.
Thank you.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.